Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 120, Different Options for Springtime Fitness.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, rolf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, then we love it. So if you're like us and you want to be healthy, active, and have fun outside, then you found the right place. So it is finally spring here in the Northeast, and it was a really long and hard winter. There were some sub-zero temperatures that lasted for what seemed like weeks that kept us inside, but it's starting to get nice, and we're all venturing outside again, which is great. And I thought it would be a good time to review some different options for getting outside and active during better weather like this. Now, if springtime has got you thinking about hiking, but your pack has seen better days, then you're in luck because I'm also going to review the Gamma 8.0 pack by Outdoor Products on today's show. And finally, Jessica Bailey is back to help you get more from your workout in this week's Sassy Girl Exercise Tune-Up.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
So last time I spoke with Aaliyah Ditton, and she is a professional adventurer. She has all of her adventures at sea. She's a sailor. She's rowed across the Atlantic solo. She tells some amazing stories. And if you missed that episode, you may also have missed some of the exclusive articles and other information that I send out every week in the newsletter. What I do is I send right to your inbox a little brief about the show, what's coming up, exclusive articles, tips, resources, that sort of thing, and it's all free. If you go over to the show notes today and sign up, I will also send you a free copy of my morning Tabata routine. It's under 10 minutes. It gets your metabolism revved up for the entire day, and you feel great. I know you're going to love it. So visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/120 and sign up. You can hit pause and I will stay right here. Don't worry about it. Take your time. Don't rush. I'm just thinking spring. Okay, so spring has finally sprung. Woohoo! That was a long, tough winter and everyone is starting to get outside and do things. You might be out going for a walk, going for a run. Maybe you're hiking or getting out there on your bike. And I thought that it would be a good time to talk about some different opportunities that you might have to really open up your choices. So one of the things that I love to do is something called Nordic blading, and it's super easy. It's a great workout, and it's really fun to do in the springtime. The way I got started doing this is we would have these winters that weren't that snowy, and I wouldn't feel like I got enough skiing in by the time spring came. So I'd get my rollerblades out, I'd get my ski poles, and off I would go, mimicking the same movements that I would make on the slopes. And later on, I found out that this is a real thing. This is something people do, Nordic blading. What it is just rollerblades and ski poles. That's it. And you're doing the same sort of skating motion that you would do on skis. It's an awesome workout because it's total body at that point. You're using your shoulders, your arms, your chest, your core, your legs, everything. You will really feel winded by the end. You know, you're really working hard to move along. The things that you need to do Nordic blading, you just need rollerblades, ski poles, and a helmet at the very least. I like to wear gloves just in case, and some people will even wear knee pads too, which is a good idea. Now, with regard to the rollerblades, I just use regular rollerblades, but there are specific devices that you can buy for Nordic blading. So there's a long ski sort of rollerblade that you can mount cross-country bindings on and use your cross-country boots. And in those, you know, your heel is free, so you can actually even mimic the Nordic stride if you want to. There's another thing called a skike, which is like an off-road roller blade. So if you want to get off onto the grass and the dirt and the trails, that is something that you could use to Nordic blade off the tar. With just regular roller blades, I use either a walking path or a parking lot, something like that. Make sure it's been very well swept of sand so you don't slip out, that sort of thing. There's a video that I found that doesn't have any verbal instruction to it, but it's got a good demonstration of the movements that you would use to Nordic Blade. So I'm going to include that in the show notes for this episode, so you can head on over there and check that out and give Nordic Blading a try. I think if you give it a try, you are going to be hooked. It's a lot of fun. So another thing that you can do outside the spring that would be a little bit different, maybe a little outside the box for you, is Tai Chi. Now, I am no Tai Chi master at all, but I am a beginner, and I do Tai Chi, and I really enjoy it. I've really gotten into it. It's that martial art that you see where people are moving very slowly. It's been called meditation in motion because once you get the movements down, you're really starting to focus on your breath, and time just kind of slips by and you're very in the moment. It's a very addictive practice, believe it or not. It's something that you really look forward to doing. It's got some great health benefits. It's low impact. It improves your muscle strength, improves your flexibility, can help with your balance, and it's even been shown to help with certain medical conditions. I mean, people with arthritis find great relief. Heart conditions, it can help lower high blood pressure, people with sleep issues. Now, you don't need to subscribe to or learn about Tai Chi's roots in Chinese philosophy and all that to enjoy the health benefits, but there are some concepts that can help make sense of the whole approach. The first is Qi. So Qi is this energy force that is thought to flow throughout the entire body, and Tai Chi is said to unblock and encourage the proper flow of that Qi. And then there's yin and yang. Those are opposing elements thought to make up the universe that need to be kept in harmony. And Tai Chi is said to promote that sort of balance. So what do you need to do Tai Chi? Not really a lot. You need some time. You need comfortable, loose-fitting clothing, and that's it. You don't need any other equipment. You know, there are tons of resources available to help you learn Tai Chi. There's books, articles, websites, videos, all sorts of things, DVDs. So the choices are endless in terms of learning how to do it. Of course, you could take a class as well. I found this person named Jake Mace on YouTube, and he has a whole channel devoted to Tai Chi, and he's got some great Tai Chi videos for beginners. I found a couple of them that I'm going to put in the show notes for you. So if it's something that you're interested in, you can head over to the show notes and check out those videos, learn a few postures, and get started on Tai Chi. Okay, so let's talk gardening. Gardening may not be one of the first things that you think of when you think of outdoor fitness activities, but it should be. It's a great way to get outside in the sunshine, dig around in the dirt, and get a good workout with some amazing health benefits. I found this article, and I will have a link to it in the show notes, and it's called Six Unexpected Health Benefits of Gardening. In this article, they talk about some of the different studies that have been done that show real solid health benefits from getting out there and gardening. The first one is stress relief and self-esteem. What they found in a Dutch study was people who gardened had lower cortisol levels than people who didn't in this controlled environment where they did the testing, which kind of shows that it is a relaxing activity. It's something that can improve your mood and reduce your stress. It also counts as moderate intensity exercise, and that is good for your heart health and your stroke risk. You know, they show that gardening can cut your stroke and heart attack risk by up to 30%. And there is a lot of physical activity involved in gardening that you might not at first think about. You know, there's a lot of carrying things, digging, pulling, pushing, leaning over. It helps with your hand strength and your dexterity. You know, as we age, we lose some of our dexterity and some of the strength in our hands, and gardening can really help build those back up again. There's a lot of fine motor skills that have to go into tending a garden. So this one was very interesting to me, brain health and Alzheimer's risk. One long-term study followed 3,000 older adults for 16 years, and they tracked all sorts of incidents of dementia. What they found was daily gardening reduced the risk for dementia by 36%, and in another study, 47%. The reason they think that gardening is so effective is that it involves so many critical functions, including strength, endurance, dexterity, learning, problem solving, and sensory awareness. So really interesting impact on mental health through gardening. Here's another one, immune regulation. So we're outside, we're soaking up vitamin D in the summer, and that's helping us fight off flus and colds and that sort of thing. The other thing is just working in the soil. There's a bacteria in the soil that when you are touching it and inhaling it, you ingest it with the vegetables that you grow. That has been found to alleviate symptoms of psoriasis, allergies, and asthma. So it really strengthens your immune system to get out there and garden as well. We already talked about mental health, but also depression. It's good for just improving your mood in general, being out there, seeing the colors, working in the dirt, being in the sunshine, all good things. So gardening is a great activity to consider for outdoors in the springtime or anytime the weather is nice because of all these great health benefits. I'm going to have a link to this article in the show notes so you can read more about it yourself. And I'll also have some resources over there if you want to learn how to garden in your area. So if hiking and backpacking are some of your favorite activities for springtime, and it's time for a new pack, you want to check out the Gamma 8.0 by Outdoor Products. I did a review of this pack a while back on my YouTube channel, and I wanted to share that with you on the show today. So this is the Outdoor Products Gamma Pack, and it's the 8.0. It's a great pack that is, I find it to be very versatile. You could easily use this pack for overnight hiking trips. It's really got some big capacity, or even ski touring. I took it out for a bit of a ski trip last weekend or the weekend before last, and it was a lot of fun. I was able to carry a lot of stuff in it, and it really performed well. So the three things that I think are really the big sellers for this pack: one, big, large capacity; two, one of the most comfortable packs I've used, and like I said, very versatile. You could use it for multiple things, different sports. The pack in total is a 33-liter pack. It's got a big capacity, and we start with this main compartment. I love the way that this zipper goes almost all the way down so that it's really easy to pack things in there, and most importantly, you can get to the things that you need without having to unpack everything. That's one drawback to some of those top-loading packs, and you got to unpack everything to get to the stuff at the bottom. This is really easy, wide open. You can easily put enough stuff in there for 2 or 3 days, different clothes, cookware, food, all that stuff can go right in this main compartment. There's like a little pouch for your hydration system. It doesn't come with a hydration system, but you can use your own right in that little pouch. And up above here, there's a couple of outlets for your tubing, either to the left or to the right. I have old hydration packs, and the tubing and the bite valves that I have are pretty big, so I had a hard time getting them to go through those openings. But with modern or more up-to-date hydration, those bite valves may be smaller and go through there pretty well. Not a deal breaker for me, because I was easily able to reroute that someplace else. Just something that I wanted to point out to you. So right on top of the main compartment, you have the front organizer. This is a great area for smaller things, maybe like a camera or first aid, maybe, you know, stuff that you use to start fires with. Anything that's small that you want to, you don't want to get lost in your big gear, this is a great spot for it. Got several pockets of different sizes in there. And then on top of that, you have a stash pouch, which I love. I love being out on the trail. I'm one of these people who I start off fully layered, and then I get into the hike, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and I'm starting to take stuff off. So it's great to have something like this on your pack where you can take that outer layer off, stuff it down in there, either a windbreaker, poncho. You can keep extra mittens or bandanas, maybe a map in there. It's a great pouch for something like that. And my favorite thing are these side pockets. There's two side pockets on the Gamma 8 that are huge. And I put a Nalgene bottle in there so you could see how big that was. That's a full Nalgene bottle in there. And you've got one of these on either side of the pack. So these things are really big. You can stuff a whole bunch of things in there. Anything that you need to get to really fast out on the trail. Those are awesome. I love those. This is one of the most comfortable packs I have ever worn. It's got really thick padded belt and a nice lumbar system. The thing I like the best is the internal frame. It really gives it some rigidity, but it's incredibly light. And you've got nice airflow through here. Using this in warmer climates or when you're sweating a lot, that airflow is going to be really nice. You've also got nice padded shoulder straps as well, and a sternum strap to kind of pull everything together.
I really cinched this thing down when I was out skiing, and it really hugged and conformed to my body. So that, you know, when I go around a corner or something, it wasn't going to the right when I wanted to go to the left. It really kind of hunkered right down on me. It was a great feel. The cinch straps are really cool. I kind of didn't show those in the last slide, but they are these little triangular sewn cinch straps. I really like them because when I was out skiing, I had mittens on, and I was still able to grab those and kind of cinch them down really well. So that was a really nice touch. The water reservoir is great. We didn't talk about these yet, but these bottom D-rings, there's four of them under there. So that makes for really easy attachment of a sleeping bag, something like that for your overnight, and the huge side pockets that I just love. So let's talk pros and cons. So cons, there, I did have a little bit of clip confusion at first because there are some clips on the front of the pack that they're all the same size. So you could put them just about anywhere. And I did, and it was a little weird. And I kind of had to take a look at it and step back for a minute, think it through, and then do it again. I found that I had too much hip strap too. You know, the strap that adjusts your hip belt. There's tons of it. May not be a con for someone that's a bigger person or has more coats or layers on. You may want that. For me, I seem to have quite a bit left over that I didn't really know what to do with. The pros, I love the big pockets. I can't say that enough. Really comfortable, very light, great construction. You can carry a ton of stuff in this backpack. In conclusion, I think this is a really well-constructed pack that has tons of room, tons of possibility to organize and carry your gear. I love the fact that it's cinched right down to my body, so it made for a really great pack for more of an active type of an adventure. If you're going skiing or something like that where you're moving your body around, it's a perfect pack. If you want more information about the Gamma 8 pack, I'm going to have a review over at outsidehealthandfitness.com. Stop on over there and check it out. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. Drop me a line. I'd be glad to talk you through it. And if you want to pick one up or you want to get some more information from the folks that build these things, you can go to outdoorproducts.com and they can give you a hand.
Okay, it's time for the Sassy Girl Exercise Tune-Up with my good friend, fitness instructor, Jessica Bailey. Jessica is back to help you tune up some of your favorite exercises so you can get the maximum benefit from the time you put in. Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
Hey, I'm glad to be back.
Great. We're glad to have you back. What are we talking about this week?
So this week I want to talk about the chest press.
Okay.
And I want to talk about you can use a barbell or you can use dumbbells. And I just want to talk about the common mistakes that I see. And the common mistake is rounding the shoulders forward and upward as you press. So when you do that, it only reduces the work on the chest, but puts the shoulders in a very vulnerable position.
Uh-huh.
So you want to keep your shoulders back and down, contract your abs through the entire exercise. No letting your abs go. It's not allowed. And keep your neck relaxed.
Yeah. Now that's so, something that we hear that from you quite a bit about contracting your abs, but this is good because you're actually kind of getting a 2-for-1 workout every time you do that, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, your abs should be engaged the entire time you're lifting weights.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't have to be doing hundreds of abdominal exercises because if you are working properly, you've engaged your abs for a good, 40 minutes?
Yeah. The whole time. That's great.
So make sure that you maintain a natural arch in your low back, and that will happen if you pull your abs in. So, and also when you push the weights up straight up over your chest, make sure you don't lock out your elbows.
Right.
There's always some softness in the elbow joint.
Yeah. Nice. You know, I had to switch to doing that with dumbbells. I cannot do it with a straight bar. It does something to my shoulders. The dumbbells just give you a little bit more freedom of movement, I guess. I don't know what it is.
I bet you what you were doing is rounding the shoulders forward. It's very, very common. The human body wants to make things easier for us. So it finds ways to just adapt without us consciously knowing what we're doing.
Yeah.
But, or you were like lifting too heavy.
Yeah, that could be too. Yeah.
If you can't maintain proper form, you're lifting too much.
Yeah, I had like 500 pounds on each side and a couple of people sitting up there.
Oh my God.
And they were big people. So.
You and your old doctor need to get together.
That's right. Okay. Well, thank you. That was a great one.
You're welcome.
As always, that was a great tip. You can get more awesome tips like that on Jessica's site at sassygirlfitnessnyc.com. Also, Jessica and I have a new show called Funky Fitness Now, where we take a fun look at the weird, wacky, and funky things people do to get fit. Last week, we talked about home fitness fails. Oh yeah, I have failed at home, no question about it. So check it out at funkyfitnessnow.com. So today we learned that there are fun and different activities to do outdoors that provide a wide range of health benefits. Whether you want to strengthen your heart, lower your blood pressure, or simply relax, getting outside in nature improves your mood and nourishes your body, mind, and spirit. I'll have links in the show notes to everything we talked about, plus some extra options for outside fitness at outsidehealthandfitness.com/120. Thanks again for listening to the show, and if you enjoyed it, please leave us a review in whichever podcast player you like to use. Thanks again, and I'll see you outside.